So I was born in Cuba. My mom and dad separated. We lived right next to a Santeria house, which is like a really deep, like occult, dark witchcraft home. They did a lot of like witchcraft stuff to me as a child. I started having really bad nightmares. My chest would like feel like it was just closing in. And then you're like trying to express, but you're like shaking, you can't talk, like just overwhelming fear. My mom applied for what is called a bombo, which was like a lottery ticket in Cuba. I came to America then with my mom, my new stepdad, and then my new little sister. My mom started working overnights. I would be left with my stepfather at the time. He had a lot of pornography. I was like either 6 or 7 when he started molesting me. That whole season of my life, even now when I try to think about it, is like such a blur. But I do recall just feeling like confused. Things started getting worse. So like the alcohol got worse, the like physical abuse to my mom got worse. It just got darker and darker and darker every year, to the point where then I was like, I literally physically cannot take this anymore. Like, I'd rather not be alive than be in this house. I told my mom like what was going on with my stepfather. The next day, my mom took my sister and me and we moved out. When you grow up Hispanic, you know there's a God. Like, you don't know who he is. You don't really like talk to him or like have a relationship with him, but like there's like, God is good. We went to like youth group like a few times. I had never like heard about Jesus until this point in my life. I got into a serious relationship that ended up lasting 5 years, but his family was like involved in Santeria. They would do like Ouija boards and like, I mean, everything that you can think of like occult, like they were in it. I started staying at his house because my mom kept just having different boyfriends in and out of our house. And so I can't sleep. So I'm like, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom. I walk to the bathroom and I feel like something just like sit on me. Like, I was like shaking, crying, and I just called out to Jesus in like my own, are you real? If you're real, somebody told me to like do this. I think there was like a little piece of me that was like, please be real. From that moment, like calling on Jesus, it was like inviting him in. Like the Bible says, like he knocks. Like he's not gonna force himself into your life. He knocks. We were living paycheck to paycheck. I felt the weight as the oldest sibling to provide for my family. So I started this business, and a lot of the business, like people were talking about Jesus all the time. I'm going to their like conferences and I'm listening to like their trainings. And at the end of that year, I get invited to another conference. And so I walk in, Carrie Job is on stage. I don't even know who she is. She's like talking about her testimony, and she shared about a miscarriage. It was my first time like hearing someone not just say, my life sucks, this is hard, I'm crying, like this is horrible, but also like there's hope. So they did a altar call, and like I stood up and I was like shaking, and they were like, share your story. I was like, I think I just like gave my life to God. I literally went to a conference, went back to living in my family's house that was like full of alcohol, all this thing. Like nothing had changed. Then I joined a Bible study. For the first time in my life, I had someone seeing into my life, speaking into my life, correcting me, but also giving me like a path to follow. And so that was the first time I opened up to anybody about struggling with porn. I opened up to her. I'm like, hey, I've been struggling with this since I was like 6 years old. She was like, I want you to lead a Bible study. I was like, did you not just hear like everything I just said to you? Like, what do you mean you want me to lead a Bible study? She's like, yeah, I think you're gonna help a lot of girls that are just coming to God to know that they're not alone. So she had me attending a Bible study with her so I can get discipled, and then have a little small group of 3 girls that were like new believers, and we were reading through the Bible together. I mean, I got deep into it. Like, I would not leave my room for like hours and just be reading the Bible like all day trying to learn. She's like, well, the next step you need to do is get baptized. I got baptized, moved. I start like serving. Like, I'm serving every week, but during this whole time that I'm serving, I'm like super involved in church. Like, I'm still battling with pornography and depression and anxiety. I just wept and I was like, God, like, I know you want to use me in ministry. I know you have this calling on my life, but I'm struggling so bad like with this. I need you to like help me break free from this, these bondages, this addiction, this depression. I got up and I like felt lighter, like after the prayer, like I physically felt lighter. And I was like, I'm just gonna take that as a sign, like God set me free. So I downloaded TikTok and I posted my testimony. That video within a week had 1 million views. Within 2 weeks, I had 2.1 million views. I'm getting DMs, like just paragraphs of women that have never ever talked about being molested or struggling with porn. I felt like a call to help them. The depression and anxiety never went away. Like, that was something that even while God was using me in ministry, I would have dark nights where I would cry. And I think it was just processing everything with the Lord over time. It's almost like an onion. And he would just be like, all right, I'm gonna deal with this part of your childhood. And then I'm gonna deal with this part. There's a scripture that talks about like, my daughter, by your faith has healed you. And I felt like my faith in that moment, God took it and was like, I'm gonna heal you. The trajectory of my life changed because I surrendered fully to God, ministry, opportunities.
Use whatever it is for his glory.
I started traveling, preaching. I try to push this message through my social media every single day that regardless of where you come from and regardless of what you've been through, I don't care how dark your story is or your past is or whatever that looks like, I think that God is a redeeming God. I'm the first Christian in my family, and I thank God for that. He is the Father I always needed.